Welcome to another demo chit chat from Vision Australia. I'm David Woodbridge. I'm from the Vision Australia Parramatta store. And for those that know me, I also do the Talking Tech Vision Australia radio program once a week. And of course, my IC Talking Technology podcast as well. So on this particular time for this demo or chit chat, I've got Stephen Bennett, sales director, here with me from Dolphin Computer Access to talk about all the fantastic products that Dolphin actually does. So Steve, welcome to Talking Tech and Vision Australia Radio.
Well, thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can you just run through exactly who Dolphin Computer Access actually is?
We're a UK-based company. There's 46 of us, predominantly in a city called Worcester in the UK, an office in Sweden and an office in the US. So all we do is make software for vision-paired computer users. And having said that, we also make some apps. So we're there, again, for vision-impaired people to download books, etc. So we make products called Supernova. So Supernova comes in three flavors, Supernova Magnifier, Magnifier and Speech, and Magnifier and Screen Reader. Years ago, you may have heard of a product called HAL, and that's now called Dolphin Screen Reader. And then we make Guide, which you'll see a new version coming out in the new year of that, called Guide Connect. And lastly, we make Easy Reader, which is a Windows application. It's also a free app on iOS and on the Android options as well. And so we make all of those. So they're all made internally. We don't subcontract any of that. All our colleagues, well, my colleagues are directly employed. And the development teams are based in Worcester and also in Sweden, in a small town called Falköping. And that's predominantly the Gazy stuff that comes from that location as well.
And so the Easy Reader is free. I'm assuming with the Supernova product and the Guide software, can you get trial or demo versions of that if people want to actually try the software out?
You can. So all the W's, yourdolphin.com, Y-O-U-R, dolphin.com, /supernova if you want to get straight to the Supernova page, /easy reader there, /guide, take you straight to the guide page as well. 30-day demos. So you can, it's a full demo. There's nothing restricted on any of our products. And if you're running out of time and you think you need a bit more, I'm going to give you my email address. You just email me and I can send you a 30-day reset code to just try a little bit longer.
With Supernova, I'm assuming, is that just mainly for Windows 10 or can you run it on previous versions of Microsoft Windows?
Yeah, good question. So Windows 7, Windows 8.1 and Windows 10, you know, it will run on all of those. There's a couple of things that won't work on Windows 7. So the touchscreen interface for magnification users to move the things apart and make it larger won't work in Windows 7 because that didn't come until Windows 8. Other than that, I think most of it works. Yeah, it'll work across all three. We have two ways we actually work on a PC. So you can install it by downloading the traditional way and do the install. Or we have a USB version, which can work in what I call guest mode. So you don't need any administration permissions on the PC. You can just plug it in and then you can get going. And in truth, that's one of our biggest sellers. People like the option of being able to use any PC quickly by just plugging the device in. If you install a little piece of software on the computer, you can use, there's a little bit of restrictions, like touchscreen won't work. What else? You can't change the mouse pointer. And we do have an OCR engine in our software. That's the Magnifier and Speech, Magnifier and Screen Reader. And that won't work off the USB. But other than that, everything else works. So speech, magnification, braille, if they're in that feature.
Okay, so with the USB version, do you need to install any drivers or dongle software to have the USB software work completely on the computer?
No. And I think that's one of the things that people find a little bit difficult to come to terms with because of what happened if you're from the history of access technology in the past. So if I've got one with me here, I can literally walk up to any PC here in Vision Australia, pop it in the side. I just have to either run the go.exe by using perhaps Narrator or Windows Magnifier if I need that.
Yep.
Other than that, boom, it's off. Now, I won't have to do that a second time and come back to that PC. It will just come up. What it does is it pops up a window that says, do you want to run this in guest mode or do you want to install the little bit of software? And if you choose guest mode, literally you don't need admin permission. You only need to have a USB port that works on the laptop or computer.
Now, you mentioned touchscreen access. Is that for both magnification and speech, and also the screen reader as well, or just for magnification and speech?
Yeah, it's just the magnification for a moment. So you can start the speech for magnification users. So if you wanted to read a document from a particular location under magnification, yes, you could do that. It also pops up an on-screen keyboard. We haven't done the full speech touchscreen interface yet. When I did look at that, it looked really difficult to come up with enough gestures and ways of working to make it useful. But it's something that we've got just penciled in to do in the future.
Now, moving on to the guide software. The guide software is basically an all-in-one application that gives you a whole suite of applications to use, such as mail, word processing, OCR, photocopying, music playing, book reading, etc., etc. So is the new guide software or the updated version basically going to be the same sort of thing, that you've got a sort of a all-in-one suite of applications that you can use on your PC?
It's got a new interface. It's been completely rewritten, but predominantly it will do the same things. So we have made it so you can use the touchscreen interface. So from the point of view, if you're a magnification user and you want to see larger icons, it's been redesigned from that point of view. What we're looking to do here is there's a group of people that are quite comfortable with Windows and have a love-hate relationship with their access technology that they get on with it every day. And they can cope with the fact that Outlook has a different interface to Word and the browsers are different to that. And then there's another group of people who I've done a lot of training with myself, it's difficult to come to the concept of Windows. And then throw in access technology, and sometimes it's overload. So we came up with Dolphin Guide. So effectively you have 25 applications, and they all have exactly the same interface. You press enter to go into the application, you press escape to come back, and on the way there you get options to, for example, email, do you want to add an attachment, do you want to print it, and so do you want to send this to somebody else. All of those things are in on the path of actually creating that email as well.
Literally, when you install the software or somebody else installs it for a person who doesn't want to use the general Windows computer, you turn the computer on, it starts up with the Dolphin Guide, and that's, as far as the person's concerned, that's their computer system.
Yeah, it is. And I would say most of my customers press the start button, Dolphin Guide starts, and they use that there. And when they quit Guide, they have the option to go back into the Windows interface or to turn the computer off. I would say 85% of them just turn the computer off. They never touch Windows, and they don't need to. If they've got their mails come through the front door and they want to read it, they pop it in the scanner using Guide. If they've got email, they can read that. If someone sent them the minutes for a meeting and there's PDF attached and they want to read it, and then they can do that. If it's text-based, if it's image-based, they've got to pop it through the OCR a little bit. It's intuitive. It works in paths rather than, and leads you along the path rather than having to learn the application.
Now, from memory, does it actually work with Skype at all? Because I know we've had all those changes in Skype recently, so I was just trying to remember if the guide actually worked with Skype or not.
The new one doesn't work. The old one is still there, and that works with it. And we're working really hard to make sure that the new one works with both the older and the newer interface for Skype as well. I have a lot of customers who use Skype and talk to each other in the evenings. In fact, I had a complaint once that a Dolphin Guide cuts people off after 2 hours on Skype.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty good
going. And then when I checked it out, there was some fair use policy that they'd introduced.
Moving on to the Easy Reader, an actual DAISY player application.
Yeah, it is. The listeners are familiar with the Audible app, which I absolutely love. So in the Audible app, I can see a book, I buy the book. The book, having bought it, turns into a download button. The download button then turns into a play button. And I love that process. And we blatantly copied it in Easy Reader. So as a Vision Australia customer, you put your password and your username in, and then you're into the what I would call the API of the library. So you're looking at your bookshelf. You can see the books. If you click on download, a download will turn into a play button. And if it's a textbook, then the voice of Easy Reader or the platform will speak it for you. And if it's audible, then it will play it. And then you can change things like colors and size, and the voice speed. You can change the listening time. So if you want sleep timer on there, you can jump around in headings. There's just a whole raft of features. So people can't quite understand why it's free. There's no monetary charge. You have to have a Dolphin account, which is just your email address. Put it in, and then I think next month you'll be able to use your Google account to do the same with that. We're going to make this free. It started off as a really good meeting when we were 28 years in business that we give something back. We thought we'd make a DAISY player. And then I think it took us a little bit longer than we thought, so we were actually 31 years old. I hasten to add, we didn't start it until we were, it was just before the 30th. And what we're trying to do is, it doesn't just connect to Vision Australia, it connects to EPUB, to Gutenberg, to their text stuff, and 30 other libraries around the world, which is not always useful for, if you're not a member of Bookshare or RNIB or the Swedish Library or the Norwegian Library. But what I'm keen to do is for people to have one player, and they can get to different libraries, and I think that's what will come in the future. So next month, if you have two devices, so David, if you had two iPhones and you wanted to listen to the same book on between different, then you'll find that the listening position will sync using your Dolphin account.
Oh, very nice.
So in particular, we wanted to do the service for students. So they may have a different device on the way to school than they do at home, and a different device at school.
Are you looking towards, though, having the Easy Reader Windows one also sync up with your reading position on your mobile device?
You're absolutely in front of me again, aren't you? That's the case. And what you'll find is that Supernova has exactly the same facilities built into it. And you'll find that it will synchronize there as well. So you can do that. Now, I'm going to just add there that you're going to have to download the book separately onto each device.
Of course, yeah.
But it will actually, we don't want to get into the synchronizing books in mobile platform, because that's going to get us into all sorts of copyright problems. You will be able to have that listening, the continuity that comes of the listening position.
Just jumping back to the guide software, I'm assuming with the guide software, you've still got the DAISY player in the guide software as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So it does something really similar to the way Easy Reader. It's just a different interface. So we're just doing some work with Vision Australia for early next year to have a standalone version that is just the download facility, which has a guide interface, and that will be called Guide Reader. So I'm just working with them today just to finalise some of those arrangements. So that'll be coming along either as a standalone or on a little small form PC, or you can actually install it on your the PC you've got already. So it's not for everybody that's got iOS. They won't need it. It's for the group that finds, as we talked earlier, they're struggling to come to terms with the interfaces that comes with some of these more complex smartphones and PCs.
So basically, it'll be like a little box that the person would turn on it runs, for all intents and purposes, I guess a cut-down version of Guide, and then it starts reading the book.
Cut-down version of Guide, yeah. Its shape, it's really similar to the concept for Apple TV box. So you just plug it into your TV, pop the HDMI over, connects to your Wi-Fi, then you get audio books through your TV speakers, and if you've got text, then you can have like large text there as well.
Well, that sounds very nifty. I'm assuming, like the Guide software, you can put in what sort of library system you want to link up to?
Yeah, so that's all of the providers that we have access to.
Right.
Yes, you'll be able. Yeah, so they're all available there. So in its first form, you'll just see Vision Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wish, it's a small tweak, which we don't need the box back. You can do locally.
Yep.
And you can put more providers access there. Hopefully, everybody will be able to get to other libraries.
From the provider's point of view, that, you know, if RNIB is deploying the box or Vision Australia is deploying the box, then it's up to those particular suppliers to put the, you know, the appropriate library on. So as far as the user's concerned, they get the box from Vision Australia and hey presto, they're up and running with their books.
Spot on, yeah. So it will be there. You'll have to put your username and your password in, okay, once, all right, and there, hey presto, from forever and a day, the books will just be there for available. You can put books into it that you might have locally on another device.
Okay.
Put those into it as well.
So I'm just curious, so you said you can put in your username and password. So does that mean you then can connect up a keyboard and just stick in the appropriate username and password, and then you just basically can take that keyboard out and you don't have to worry about using a keyboard again?
You don't need me on this interview, mate. You're just there in front of me all the time. you can, but it actually comes with also a little Bluetooth remote. And the Bluetooth remote's got enter, up, down, and escape. So that's really similar with Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, when you come into a text area, it pops up an on-screen keyboard.
Oh, lovely.
And then you can just cursor through Q, W, E, R, T, enter, and then you can do it that way as well.
Okay. So when you said it was very similar to the Apple TV, it's not only the box that's similar in some ways, but it's also the interface, because you can... You know, that's how I used to, back in the old days before Bluetooth keyboards, you could actually use just the remote to put in your password or username using the Apple TV anyway with VoiceOver.
Yeah.
Have I missed any products in particular that you guys are actually doing?
Yeah, I mean, the one I'd talk a little bit more about would be Supernova, if I can. So,
absolutely.
I'm conscious that JAWS and the Zintex product from VFO are very prevalent here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would say there are some advantages to Supernova that people might like to have a look at.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a screen reader user, and I'll be honest, I don't think there's possibly any advantages to moving from, say, JAWS or NVDA in Dolphin screen reader. If you're a magnification user at any point and any level, then you'll find that the magnification is superb in Supernova. It's very light on the machine. It's quick.
Mm-hmm.
And we support things like Citrix MetaFrame.
I was about to ask you about that, actually. You beat me for a change.
Oh, I'll beat you for something for a change, So we have a lot of customers who are using the Citrix version. So it's the Supernova Enterprise. So effectively, you install it on the Citrix server, but you use it on the local machine. And it will work for speech magnification and Braille. Doing that, or a combination of two or just a one. So it's entirely up to you as the user how you want to be able to use it. So some of the larger banks in Europe use it.
Mm-hmm.
Some British government, I can think of. We have 460 users at a large government authority in Europe. And it works beautifully, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing some training while I'm over here and explaining how it works to people.
Mm. So speaking of training, is there online tutorials or YouTube videos explaining on how you would go about using Supernova?
There is. So if you go to yourdolphin.com
mm-hmm.
and then you type in support, or you take the links down, at the bottom you'll find there's some online tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And for Supernova, there's what we call essentials, so the basics, and then there's the certificated, so that's the full course.
Mm.
And there's an online one there. If you go into the products, So if you were to go to Supernova Magnifier, and if you'll have a look at the button which says Watch Me, I think it's Watch Me, I may have got that wrong, then it will take you to the videos prevalent to that product.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I think there's something like 80 different videos.
Oh, wow.
So they're snippets. Mm. So I don't think anything's longer than about 5 minutes. Most are around about the 2.5 minutes.
Mm.
Okay, so they're real quick, easy ways. So if you want to know how to turn the color changer on in Supernova's interface,
mm.
what the hotkey is, or what the button you've got to press is, if you don't want to do that, perfect. If you want to know how do I change my verbosity settings, it's saying too much to me.
Mm.
It's all there in a short, high description video.
Okay, so just to clarify, you mentioned there's a Supernova and there's a Supernova Corporate. So I'm assuming they would be different prices for those licenses?
They are, yeah. So what we've got is the Enterprise version works on Citrix and Thermal Server, as I mentioned. So what we've done then is we've put all three flavors of the Magnifier, Magnifier Speech, and Magnifier Screen Reader in the Enterprise version so that the IT administrator can deploy the one which is suited to the user. Now, you can change the interfaces to turn some of the bits on and off.
Mm.
So effectively, you're getting three products, as whereas the single user price is just for the one part of the product. So, yes, it is... I think it's about 30% more expensive for the Enterprise than it is for the Supernova and Screen Reader.
Sure. Now, what about licensing? Can you install Supernova on more than one machine at a time, such as like home, work, and school?
It can go on up to three PCs. We license users. We don't license PCs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got a particular dislike of the special machine in the corner of the room that's perfect for the vision impaired person. For me, it isn't.
Same here.
So if there's three machines in the classroom that the student may use, then put it on all three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If there's 10, put it on all 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'll make sure the license is doing that. If there's 100, if you're at Swansea University, there's 2,500 machines there, and there's 22 students who are vision impaired, and they can plug their pens into any of them.
How does a license work, say, compared to what JAWS does with their authorization kit? How is it sort of similar or dissimilar to that?
So if you downloaded the download version, you installed it, you've got a demo. So effectively, we give you a code, you pop the code in there, that gives us a serial number, you click on activate, pop, it's done, all right? If you get a CD version of it, then you can install it. It's then got a serialized version, so you just need to activate it. The difference between Supernova and JAWS is it's not a different life if you reformat the hard drive on the PC. Now, that's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you always you change no more than five things in that of the 11 that we monitor on that laptop or computer, right? It's the same in store. So come back in 6 years' time, and the hard drive, God forbid, or the network can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It will just run again. You just install it. It's not an extra life.
Can you install it offline? So if you don't have access to internet or you've got a firewall that's stopping you from getting out to the net to authorize it, can you authorize it locally with that serial activation key?
I've got two concepts for that. I've got what we call a network code. So that's perfect for there. So, you can put it on the network server doing that way. So, and it will just activate. We don't hunt up and down the server to see how many sessions are running either. That stops people getting jobs, I think. The other alternative to it is if you go back to the dealer, they can activate it for you and they can give you a manual code.
Oh, okay. Right. Now, you mentioned Braille displays. I'm assuming all the major popular displays, I'm also including the Orbit Reader here as well, are supported by the software?
Yeah, they are. So most of them are plug and play, and also the Orbit is as well. The Orbit has the concept of Braille in, as well as got a Braille keyboard, so you can Braille back in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that in grade one or grade two, whatever you prefer as well. Okay, so yes, that's supported. So just plug it in, Supernova will find it, and then you'll find the pins are popping up. We hope to release a product late this year, perhaps early next year, which will actually be a plug-in to the Word toolbar, and you should be able to just quickly make Word documents in a format that you can then pop onto the Braille Orbit.
Right. Excellent. Do you do the studio recording application as well?
Yeah, we do, and it's one of our smaller sellers, but yeah, we make a high-end DAISY creation tool called Dolphin Publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use it in a studio, so you can actually do audio recording, and then you can, if you've got the text, if you're reading from it, you can synchronize the audio and the text together.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take the old WAV file stuff, mm-hmm. and you can convert that into DAISY and give it some structure. So that's it. And then if you wish to, you could run a TTS with the device then.
Okay.
So you're going to get a text-to-speech book. So it's called Dolphin Publisher.
There was an application. You could take a document and then shove it out into all these different formats. So do you actually do that software, or is it somebody else that I'm thinking of?
No, so that was Dolphin Easy Converter.
Oh, that was it. That was it.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Yeah. So, and that's morphed into. It's a really good tool, actually. Mm. It's a wizard-driven thing. So you say, I want this image-based PDF, and I want to make it into Braille, or I want to make it to MP3 or DAISY or large print, and then you just follow the path, and then it will actually make it into that. And that's the product I was telling you about. It's going to make Braille in a form that the Orbit will understand from Word.
Yep.
That's called Easy Converter Express. So it's sort of morphing into that, and you'll be able to make MP3, DAISY, Braille, and large print. It's two clicks on a document to the finished product.
Okay.
So it's morphing.
Excellent. Lovely. Now, is there any other products that we've missed out in our highlight chit-chat?
A bit of an exclusive for you. So Guide, I mentioned, is going to be replaced, and that'll be in the new year. So the product will be called Guide Connect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let people know when there's a demo of that available. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that's going to be early in next year for people to give that a try.
Okay. Now, Vision Australia will be selling Dolphin Computer Access products. Are we mainly focusing on Supernova?
Supernova is available in your portfolio,
mm-hmm.
The main products that you'll be looking to make available is Guide Reader. It's going to replace all that CD and USB distribution.
Yep.
And also give people choice, I think.
Oh, look, absolutely. Especially when people get a bit on an age, or I know even some people that are actually younger who just absolutely hate computers for one reason or another. And if you can say, well, look, all you need to do, you don't even have to have a computer or a smartphone. You just plug this box into your television set in your lounge room, turn it on, and hey, presto, you can access the books from the Vision Australia Library with no problem at all.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
All right. So if people want more information about Dolphin Computer Access, what's the best way to find out about you guys and contact you on the internet?
It's yourdolphin.com, yourdolphin.com.
Mm-hmm.
My personal email address is steve.bennett@yourdolphin.com. So my surname is Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to hearing from anybody, any questions that you may have. So the website is really comprehensive, I hope. It's designed by some of my more vision-impaired colleagues, so hopefully it's intuitive to use as well. I think it's changing next month, but websites do have a habit of doing that. So, you'll find everything about our company and about our products we make is available there.
Excellent. And as soon as I hear about the Guide Reader being available from the Vision Australia Library, I'll certainly tell people on Talking Tech. So, Steve, thanks for coming on the program, and it's been really nice in some ways to actually go through all the Dolphin products that I've known about for quite a long time, but it's really nice to have a really good update and remind everyone of the great variety that Dolphin Computer Access actually gives to their software.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it, and it's been a pleasure to speak to you.
So that was Stephen Bennett, Sales Director from Dolphin Computer Access. And I caught up with Steve when he was visiting the Vision Australia retail store team and the library in looking at giving internal training for Supernova and also discussions about the Guide Reader software and hardware that's coming out later this year or early next year. If you'd like more information about Dolphin Computer Access or indeed Supernova, please contact the Vision Australia retail store team, which you can get to via email, visionstore@visionaustralia.org, or use the general customer number for Vision Australia, which is 1300 847 466, and ask to speak to a staff member within the Vision Australia retail store team. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.